What exactly is human trafficking?
Human trafficking is a worldwide problem that can affect anyone at any time. Although there are things you can do to lower your chances of being a victim of human trafficking, such as making sure you're not walking around alone late at night or in sketchy, crowded places.
Human trafficking is similar to kidnapping. Kidnapping is abducting someone and holding them captive, while human trafficking is illegally transporting someone from one area to another, usually for purposes of forced labor or sexual exploitation.
So now I'm going to play a clip from one of my interviews, which was with my dad's friend Travis, who is a cop at the Livingston County Sheriff's Department.
Now, what type of psychological effects do you think a victim might face?
One of my sergeants at work does work on the side, teaching jiu-jitsu to some females that were being human trafficked, I guess you could put. Lots of side effects. Their personalities, they're introverts a lot of times. They show multiple signs of PTSD from all the, they're being forced to do things they don't want to do. Depression, their personality traits completely change a lot of times. Not all the time, but in all the cases that he's talking about, those are some of the things that he runs into. Their self-esteem is at an all-time low.
So that was a clip from one of my interviews. So what was your guys' survey results like? I mean, my main question was whether or not people thought that human trafficking occurs in the Brighton area, and surprisingly, most people said no. So in that interview, another question I asked was if he thought that it occurs in the Brighton area often. He says that it doesn't. It happens more in the surrounding counties and towns, but when it does happen in Brighton, it isn't really reported as human trafficking.
So my survey questions were, do you think human trafficking is happening more every day? And 87.1% said yes, and 9.7% said no. And then,
so, real quick, do you think that it's happening more every day?
Yeah, I do. And then my next question was, do you think there is a way to prevent human trafficking? And 67.7% said yes, 20% said maybe, and 12.3% said no.
Personally, I don't really think there is a way to prevent human trafficking because, I mean, it's going to happen in any community. It could happen at any time, even if you think you're in the safest place in the world.
Yeah. As a society, I don't think we can protect ourselves from human trafficking, but as people, I think there are things that we can avoid in these kind of places and situations that we can get into. Even if you think that you're in the safest place possible, Michigan is ranked the 10th highest nation for human trafficking, so.
Jeez, and I hear that most of it actually happens, like, in the UP. Surprisingly, I have no idea why, but that's just a fact. Mm-hmm. So I found this case about this girl named Santoya Brown. So she was actually sex trafficked by a man named Johnny Allen, and when this happened, she was 16 years old, and she ran away, and she was picked up at a Sonic in East Nashville, Tennessee. So how long was she sentenced for again?
Santoya was sentenced for 51 years, and personally, I don't think that was the right choice for her. I think that she should have been sentenced, but she should have been sentenced for a little bit shorter of amount of time. I think that both her and Johnny were in the wrong, and if he was still alive today, they would both be serving the consequences of their actions and things that have happened in the past.
Personally, I think that Santoya shouldn't have really been sentenced that long, considering she was just defending herself, and yeah.
I agree, because I've known a few people who have been sent off to jail for self-defense, and honestly, I think if you're just in that situation where you're fearing for your life, eventually, if you have no way to escape or get out of it, you would probably try to find a way to kill the person, but I don't think she needed to go as far as I heard that she stole his keys, his money, his car. I don't think she needed to go that far with it. But I even though I still think 51 years is quite a long time for that. I mean, what do you think, Casey? Do you think she should have been in prison for that long?
I think it was a little bit too much for her, considering the situation she was in. But I don't expect them to just let her go for committing such a big crime.
Yeah, but I actually did also hear that she got released about a week ago. A bunch of celebrities were tweeting about it, and it caught the government's attention, and they granted her clemency.
So, I think a lot of celebrities thought the same things that we thought, that she shouldn't have been sentenced for that long, and that's why she got released early, because everyone was taking notice and everyone was taking stand for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Do you guys have anything else to add?
No.
No.
All right, well, that's all we have on human trafficking. Thank you for listening.